Trusted, live, and local. Your community all morning long here on 1480 WHBC.
Today is the 97th birthday for WHBC.
Wow.
97 years of providing news and sports coverage here in Stark County. That is incredible. I'm thankful to be a part of it for the last six, seven months here at 1480 WHBC from 10 to noon. What is one of your favorite memories of listening to WHBC? Is it the sports shows? Is it listening to Pam Cook in the mornings? Is it getting weather information from here during the big blizzards? Were you tuning in that blizzard in 1978? Were you tuning in to this station to get your information? How long have you been a listener? Have you been listening since the 50s, the 60s, 70s, 80s? I want to know. I want to talk to you. Give me a call, 330-450-1480. How long have you been a listener here? I've spoke to some people before that they've called in and they've told me, yeah, I've been listening since so-and-so was here in the early 60s. And I'm like, wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. The loyalty, the decision to continually listen to the station and get your information from here. How long have you listened? I was thinking 97 years is quite a while. Quite a while. My grandfather, my great grandfather passed away 2 years ago, earlier this week, and he would be 99 at the end of this year in September. And I was thinking, to put it into perspective, one, it's crazy to think that he would be 99. But two, I just kept thinking, wow, 97 years. Think of the memories throughout that time. Think of the people who have come here and gone here. Maybe they've gone places, or maybe this was their final stop at WHBC. I mean, Pam, she's been on air here 33 years. I mean, that's, what, 33% of the... Almost 33% of the time this place has been open. Almost a third. Wow. But yeah, how long have you been a listener? Let us know. 330-450-1480. Joining us right now, we have Sharon from Louisville. Sharon, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up this morning?
Well, I go way back to the 50s. My parents always had WHBC on, and probably a lot of your listeners remember the three T's, which was tune, time, and temperature, which was Bill Karenbar and Bob Kraling. Mm. And, they had their banner back and forth and, did all the usual stuff. And I also remember, lots of things, Skip Horniak. And I don't know if you've heard that name around the station, but he was a fun-loving person, and he had some show, and I can't remember the name of it, but you could call in and give your household hints, recipes, and he even had a cookbook out that, I think it went to cystic fibrosis, and, they did some crazy things. It was called A Man in the Blue Car, and you never knew where he was going to be. But if he ended up in front of your house, you had to call and describe, okay, he was here and he was in this area, and I forget what you won, but that was another crazy. Wow. And, they had a news person that got married, I think, later in life, and this Bill Karenbar and Bob Kraling had bundles for Baker. And, people brought in some of the craziest things. So that was another fun one. But like I say, I go way back.
Wow. Well, no, that's incredible. That is incredible that you can remember all the way back to the 50s, because Sharon, there are people who can't even remember what they had for breakfast this morning. No, that's great that you remember the names. And I enjoy taking in the history here at WHBC. I see these names and photos of these people that you're talking about around the studio here.
And, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great to hear that from you. Hey, I appreciate the call, Sharon. When we come back from this commercial break, we are going to continue to take phone calls. We've got some people on the line here right now, but we're going to get to them after our next break. Keep the calls coming. 330-450-1480. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller.
Trusted, live, and local. Your community all morning long here on 1480 WHBC.
Welcome back. We still have people calling in with their favorite memories of WHBC over the last 97 years. Joining us now, we have Don from Canton. Don, you're on the line. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Yeah, well, this is before your time, I'm sure, but back in the 70s, we had Brother Butterball, and then it was John No H. Wilson that played soul music late at night, and they came on about midnight, I think, and they played until the wee hours of the morning, and they played the real current stuff, the stuff that was brand new, you know, they played, and oldies too, but I spent many a night listening to, you know, to the music that those guys played.
Yeah, we've heard, I know my producer Logan, my producer Billy, we've heard great stories about when this was still a music station before they went to talk radio, and I've heard great stories, and it's great that you remember that, and that's one of your memories. And obviously they changed to the talk format. If you don't mind me asking, why did you still continue to listen, or did you really just like WHBC that much that you're like, okay, I'll transition out, and if they're talk radio, I'll listen to their talk now?
Yeah, well, I liked the music they were playing, of course, but they had a Viewpoint for a lot of years too. That was an all talk show, and that came on at 11:30, something like that, and it was on for a couple of hours every night. And Eddie Gosch was a regular on there, and we had quite a few regulars, and it was mostly talk. I mean, they had guests sometimes, but they, you know, it's mostly just call-ins, which I really liked. And I like the local programming. I don't like these, you know, there's a couple of guys that come on after you, and I think you're national someplace, mm-hmm. and they just pontificate. Nobody gets to call in, and I hate that. That's like, to me, that's like communist propaganda, you know?
Well, yeah, local, we all like local. That's why it's in the name here, live and local.
Absolutely, but I really like that, and the call-ins, and they had a contest. He said, the guy was said, who is a certain president of the United States, and some guy called in. He said Edwin Milhouse Gosch.
Yeah,
I about fell out of my chair laughing.
No, and it seems good, and you know, talk radio, it's still great that it's around, and. Unfortunately, with this younger generation, they can just hop on Spotify, iTunes, whatever, YouTube, and listen to what they want to talk to. But I like local. You're not getting a local podcast listening online. But WHBC, which is Canton's oldest station, they every day give local from my show to Pam Cook's show to Kenny and JT's show to the Blues show that we also have. A lot of great stuff. Hey, I got to go, Don. I appreciate the phone call. Joe from Louisville, you got a couple minutes here. How you doing?
Hi, I just wanted to call about, I've been listening to WHBC since the early 60s.
Wow.
I still listen to them. I do miss the music. We used to have a great music selection, and it went to a talk show. I still listen to it. It's not as good as it was, but it's still a decent radio station. I really like Pam Cook and stuff like that. I've met her at football games and stuff. I heard a past caller talking about Viewpoint and stuff like that. They used to have Tradio and stuff like that. That was awesome. But for some reason they eliminated. I'm not sure why. Also, there's a guy named Ron Ponder who used to be on the show. I thought he was awesome. I don't know what happened to him. He just disappeared one day. He was on for a few years, but maybe he went on to something else. And I wanted to say I enjoy listening to you talk on your show.
Well, I appreciate you listening every day, Joe. I believe you've called in before. We've had conversations, and that's what really keeps us going is the local calls, the local people listening. And what's nice about today's world is there could be someone who is a snowbird who travels down to Florida this time of year. Well, guess what? You can listen right on your phone or your laptop or however. You can still get the radio station that way. So we can reach people in many different ways now. Joe, I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, I didn't know you could do that, but I listen to WHBC every day.
Yep, WHBC.com. You can check us out there.
All right, have a nice day.
We'll be right back after this. We're live and local. Now, we're going to continue talking about WHBC's 97th birthday. And I've got some fun facts here for you. But we're still taking calls, 330-450-1480. Did you know that WHBC was the first Catholic radio station in the U.S. in 1925? They are currently the oldest station in Canton. Now, that's quite the accomplishment. Because 97 years, I don't know who's beating them. You know, I don't know who is beating them age-wise in Canton. But what are some of your favorite memories if you've been a listener for the last 97 years? 330-450-1480. This one is actually pretty interesting. The original WHBC Studios was the first commercial building with fluorescent lighting in 1936, and they were the first commercial geothermal heating and cooling building. You know, the building had that, which was state of the art at that time. They were once owned by the Repository, 1936, and they have changed frequencies 5 times. So it has been 1480 since 1944, but it has also been 1180, 1270, 1200, 1230. Now, those dates range from 1925 to 1941. My great grandfather graduated in 1941. That's nuts. I mean, wow, 97 years. What are some of your favorite memories? We've had people call in, a couple people call in during the show. We've taken some calls in the breaks, and people, they said, you know, we liked how at one point it was music. Some people are saying, no, they enjoy the talk because you don't get just local talk. It's nice. We're here. We're all sitting in our chairs here in Canton, Ohio, hosting our shows, which is pretty cool. Of course, obviously, if we're doing a remote broadcast or a remote shoot somewhere, for the most part, we are all local. Continue to call us, 330-450-1480. I have Gene from Maslin on the line with us. So hold on, Gene. Hold on a second. Hold on. I want to hear what your favorite memories are. Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What's up?
Well, I've always enjoyed the Cathedral Hour on Sunday, and it was with Dr. Parkinson. And then also, to close out the day, around 11 in the evening, they always had a 5-minute devotional. At the end of the day.
And how long ago was that?
Well, but in the 50s.
Oh, wow.
And then also, I always enjoyed Paul Harvey and his thoughts for the day. Couldn't forget him.
Yeah.
And also, they used to have Santa Claus at Christmas. And you could write in and a letter to Santa, and he'd read your name over the radio and what ask if you've been good and what you wanted for Christmas.
Well, that's great.
Then there was Tradio, where you could call in and sell different things. So, and the one thing was in 1950 in November, we had this big snow, and the only ones that were at the radio station were Bill Karenbar and Bob Kraling. And they were having so much fun listening to what people had to say. And we enjoyed listening to the radio. Television wasn't a thing back then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a few of my memories.
Now, Gene, if you don't mind me asking, how do you listen to the radio now? Do you have a radio in your home? Do you only listen in the car? Do you listen on an electronic device?
I have one in the kitchen mounted underneath the cupboard.
Gotcha, wow.
Along with a tape player. And then I also have two others that I listen to besides WHBC. WHBC is always in the morning.
Oh.
I hate to say this, but the afternoon is Worcester Station.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
And then Saturday I listen to one of the Akron stations.
Yeah, so I mean you just like to consume all kinds of radio throughout your week, and that's great, you know, that you're getting a variety. So you're listening to my show, obviously, right now. Are you listening to Canton's Morning News?
At noon, after the national anthem, then I switch over to Worcester.
Yeah. Well, do you listen? You listen to Pam Cook's show in the morning too?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I wake up to that.
Well, that's great. Now, are you up at 5:30 when it starts?
Most of the time.
Oh wow. Oh hey. I can't blame you. It's a great show. You get your news for the day. You get your traffic updates, and you get your news updates from Jim Michaels and Pam Cook.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, Gene, I appreciate the phone call. You have a great day, all right?
Okay, thank you.
A lot of great memories. People are very excited to celebrate the 97th birthday here at 1480 WHBC. If you have any memories, you want to share them on air, call me during the break. Let me know. 330-450-1480. We're going to take calls until we don't get any more. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller.
Trusted, live, and local. Your community, all morning long, here on 1480 WHBC.
Welcome back. We're live and local this morning. I'm Jordan Miller. Keep calling us with your memories of WHBC as we celebrate the 97th birthday. Joining us right now on the line from Plain Township, we have Carmel. Carmel, how are you doing?
Hi, not too bad. Thank you.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I tell Jean I enjoyed her commentary. There's not too many people that I hear that remember Santa Claus on the radio. I even remember how they started the show. It's 5 o'clock, little boys and girls, and you know what that means. Well, I didn't miss one.
Aw.
And anyway, I did run into one guy that knew that, and so I'm glad to hear Jean say that. She has a great memory, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow. But anyway, my dad used to listen to boxing matches. My grandmother, she loved the Indians. And in the 80s, I was working at the time, but there was some kind of war going on in the Mideast, and I couldn't help but listen to the news every time they came on because things were happening really quickly, and my boss caught me listening. That wasn't very nice. But anyway, one of the commentaries I really always enjoyed was Paul Harvey. And then in the later years, it was Ron Ponder. And I enjoyed listening to my friends call in and give them their comments, too. That was great. But since, I would say in the last 20-some years, since I retired, I mostly listen every morning to the news. And this year, their Christmas show was terrific. It was nice to have that on. So that's about it.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, Carmel, how do you listen now? Do you have a radio in your home? Do you listen on a laptop?
I have a battery-operated radio.
Nice.
When I'm working in the kitchen, I've got it in the kitchen. When I'm in the bathroom, it's in the bathroom.
Well, hey,
In fact, I tried to find another radio that had a battery, but it's all they have are things that are computerized, and I'm not crazy about.
Yeah. No, I understand. No, we appreciate you listening. How long have you been a listener here at WHBC?
I would say the very first that I remember is that program about Santa Claus.
Okay.
So that was the middle 40s.
Wow. Wow, Carmel. Thanks for listening all these years. We appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Wow. A lot of great memories. A lot of great memories. Hey, we have Glenda from Canton on the line with us to share her favorite memories from WHBC throughout the last 97 years. Glenda, you're on the line. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got started listening to WHBC because of my parents. And I don't know whether anybody remembers these shows, but Tom Mix and Sergeant Preston were on. They were on like around 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening. And they always gave clues for their next shows and stuff, and we listened to it, you know. And, of course, nobody's mentioned Jim Muzzy.
Mm.
And he was such a great sportscaster, and I listen to all the sports now. And, of course, I listened to Ron Ponder, and I miss Sam Berkman. Sam Berkman was great on sports.
Yeah.
And
a lot of great names.
Yeah, and the funny thing, I always listen to 11 o'clock news there, and, of course, they don't have it anymore. But I've listened to it all my life, and I have a pillow speaker. It's on 24 hours a day there.
Oh, wow. So when you started listening, Glenda, with your parents, how old were you?
Well, I'd have to say I'm 86 now, so I've listened a lot of years.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing. I mean, 97 years we're celebrating here today at WHBC, and I'm so glad to be a part of this great team here.
You're part of a great radio station.
Well, thank you. And callers like you, Glenda, listeners like you, you make it worthwhile. We love hearing stories from our local listeners, and I think that's important. All right. I mean, you're just going to continue listening, right?
Oh, yeah. I have the radio on 24 hours a day.
Now, some people have said they didn't really like when it went to news talk at first, and they got accustomed to it. They liked when it was just... You know, when it was more so music, did you have an issue with that?
Well, I didn't like it either, but it kind of grew on me. Mm-hmm. And since I'm such a sports nut, I like it in the evening. Some of those national sports shows, they're really good. And, of course, we keep up with our Josh McDaniels. It was from mm-hmm. McKinley. That it's always good to hear stuff about him. They cover him and bring him. He's coming home now for the Hall of Fame game. He's going to be coached in it.
Wow.
So that's it's more local news. The only bad thing is sometimes in the sportscast, like the Jackson game, I listened to it this past week, and when it got towards the end of it, they had trouble with announcing it or something with the radio because it went out, you know.
Hey, let me ask you, do you enjoy listening to Kenny and JT in the afternoon from 6 to 3?
Oh, yeah, I listen to them.
You're listening right now. How about Pam Cook's show?
Oh, yeah, I like Pam.
Oh, man.
Yep, I like her.
There's nothing like listening just 24 hours a day, and Glenda, you seem to be that person.
Yep, I, I love it 24 hours a day. My husband, I drive him nuts, but that's okay.
Hey, it seems like you're the sports nut in the family. You can listen to whatever you want to, however you want to.
I am. A lot of times I'm listening to sports shows where he's watching something on TV. So.
All right, Glenda, thanks for the phone call.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back after this. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller.
Live and local, your community, all morning long, here on 1480 WHBC.
Welcome back. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. We're still taking phone calls if you want to share some of your favorite memories over the 97 years of News Talk 1480 WHBC. 97 years. Wow. Yeah, today is the 97th birthday. Lots of great phone calls and people sharing memories. People are still calling in with their favorite memories of WHBC over the 97-year history. Today, we're celebrating the radio station's 97th birthday. Joining us right now, we have Grace from Navarre. Grace, how you doing?
Hi there. Good. I used to call in all the time, and my nickname was Granny Sweet Tooth.
Ooh. Do you make good sweets?
Oh yeah, and the grandkids, great grandkids love them, and they call me Granny Sweet Tooth. Anyway, I remember way back Ronnie Furman, Skip Horniak, Jim Johnson, Berkwin, and I used to call in all the time when they had the talk show until. John left, and you don't let people talk too much on the phone.
Yeah, I try to take phone calls as much as I can. It's all about them calling, though, Grace.
Yeah, well, anyway, and Tradio used to be fun. I sold a lot of things on Tradio, and that's when Skip Horniak was still around. I think they've all passed now, everyone that we used to was pretty familiar with listening to, but I've listened for... We've listened forever, and different people would say, now, where'd you hear that at? I'd say WHBC. If you'd listen to WHBC AM, you would hear stuff, too.
No, that's great. How long have you been a listener here for WHBC?
Oh, well, we've been down here in Navarre over a little over 30 years, and we lived out of Richville for another 30 years, so it's probably been quite some time. I always just got up and... turned it on and listened to it, and it was all the local, you know, local news around here, and kind of knew, you know, roads that were closed and things that was going on locally. And like I said, I'd call somebody and tell them that, and they'd say, before I go to work, and they'd say, how'd you know that? Well, turn WHBC AM on, and you might hear something that's going on locally. But, yeah, I used to call all the time. I remember... the names of some of the people that used to call all the time. There was one fella, he was Double Dippin' Dan, he was called. That was his name, and I've not heard him call on your show for a long time, but he used to call all the time, Double Dippin' Dan.
Oh, wow. That's quite the nickname there, Granny Sweet Tooth. Look at that. Why that nickname, though? Why were you given that nickname?
Well, because I like sweets.
Okay.
And that's what I used to call in, and I'd say, this is Granny Sweet Tooth from Navarre, and they'd kind of chuckle, and we'd talk.
No, that's great. Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Grace, and thanks for listening for all of these years. What is, right now, what's your favorite thing to listen to here? Is it still getting the news and the traffic updates? Is it hearing some opinions during the show? Is it listening to sports in the afternoon?
No, I like to listen in the morning and get all the updates of what's going on around and the news and the weather. And then, like, about when the guys come on at 12 o'clock, I don't care to listen to those fellas because they just bash everybody in the ground. And then sometimes I listen to the sports in the afternoon, turn it back on at 3 o'clock when JT and
Kenny
are on. I listen to them. I like to listen to them.
Do you have a radio in your home, or are you listening on an electronic device? I'd like to know. I've been asking some people that.
Have a radio.
That's great.
Two of them, kitchen and a bedroom, and it focuses through the house.
Well, hey, that's
just nothing.
That's great, Grace. Thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for listening.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Wow, lots of great memories. And, I mean, people, they've called in and they said, oh, I've been a listener since the 40s. Wow. I mean, you're looking at 70-plus years in itself if we're going back that far. And I can't believe the 50s were 70 years ago. 330-450-1480. What is your favorite WHBC memory? How long have you been a WHBC listener? People they're really going back into the archives with some of these memories. How about, do you remember waking up and listening to Santa at 5 a.m. coming on air? That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to hear some of these calls and hearing people reminisce is amazing, because I love hearing the history of the place that I sit in every day. That's great. A lot of legends, it seems like, have come through here. And I mean, Pam Cook, 33 years. I'm sure most of you've known Pam since the beginning when she wasn't Pam Cook. I mean, when she was just sitting here, you know, maybe doing the news or doing other things. And then now you've seen her evolve over the last 3 decades. That's incredible, especially in radio. In radio, it is. But maybe you're just listening. Maybe you're just tuning in. Today is the 97th birthday of WHBC. And I've got some quick fun facts here for you. WHBC was the first Catholic radio station in the U.S. in 1925. Oldest station currently right now in Canton. The first commercial building with fluorescent lighting in 1936, which I think is incredible in its own. I mean, we're going back all the way to 1936. They were once owned by the repository, and they have gone through a lot of frequency changes. It has been 1480 since 1944, but prior to that, there were a couple other frequencies, and it was the first commercial building with geothermal heating and cooling. Give us a call, 330-450-1480. What is your favorite WHBC memory? We've got some phone calls coming in, so we're going to get to Diana from Maslin. Diana, how you doing? Whoops, hold on. Diana, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. Well, what are some of your favorite memories?
Well, it goes back a while. I remember when I was just a little kid, and it was my birthday. I had a December birthday, and my mom would, that was the only time I could go back and lay in their bed and listen to the radio and hope and wish that they would call my name, wish me happy birthday at Christmas time. Because mom would say, you better go back there and listen, you know. And I'd go back and lay on their bed in the dark and listen and just hope, and oh, they said my name. So that's been 70 years ago, and it's just, that was a sweet memory. I always remember getting excited about that. So,
and you've listened ever since?
Well, I moved away for a while and I didn't listen to it, but when I moved back to Canton, I listened to it in the morning.
Yeah, so,
and Pam's, I enjoy Pam. So get the local news and the weather and school closings. But don't have to worry about that now. The kids are all gone, but you kind of listen to see, wonder if the grandkids are home. So
yeah, now that's awesome to hear some of those memories. So you listen to Pam's show, you listen to my show, and are you tuning off after that? Are you doing stuff around the house, or are you pretty much listen throughout the whole day as you're doing things?
No, I like to hear the morning news at 5:30 until afternoon.
Yeah.
But then I kind of turn it off. Oh. And I try to listen to it at bedtime, but they have the sports talk, and I don't enjoy that. I like to hear the Cavs and all the baseball and the local stuff, but I don't care for the talk shows with the other across the nation.
Yeah.
Their language I don't go for. But, that's enough people listen to it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in. A lot of great history. I mean, that was a while ago. You said that you would just wait for 70, them.
Yeah, I was, I'd say six or eight, because my parents passed away. But that was always a highlight. So I was probably about six or seven. Just run back there and...
Wow.
Just the anticipation. You know how that is. Are they going to remember you? Because they would list your birthday, happy birthday to so-and-so on Christmas. And wow. It was just exciting. You lay there and, oh, your heart just throbs. So, sweet memories.
Yes, for sure. Diana from Maslin, I appreciate you taking the time to call in and sharing those memories with us. Wow. Wow. There are a lot of great memories here. And I've learned more just sitting in this chair today than I have the last 7 or 8 months that I've been here. A lot of great phone calls, and I love listening to you. If you want to call in during the break, 330-450-1480. Give us a call. We'll get you on. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller.